Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, woke corporations, activists do not care about the truth. By Kyle Morris on April 5, 2021. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., joined The Truth with Lisa Booth where he discussed a recently passed voting reform law in the Peach State and suggested corporations and activists do not care about the truth. Kemp said he is not surprised at all with the left's reaction to the new law. Unfortunately, the playbook was written on this a long time ago. So it doesn't really matter what the truth is to the other side. But it does to us, Kemp told host Lisa Booth, saying he is setting the record straight. Kemp also said people in the middle or people that are confused. You know, somebody is lying to you here and it is not me. Kemp also reiterated the new bill makes it easier to vote and hard to cheat. We're securing drop boxes, we're expanding early voting opportunities especially on the weekend. We're making sure that county elections officials continuously count or tabulate every single vote until they get finished and that's basically what it's doing, he said. There were a lot of things that we saw after the election, Kemp said when asked what motivated the new law. You know, we had new voting equipment, we had drop boxes for the first time. Which we are also securing drop boxes in this legislation. That was never in the law, that was done by an emergency rule by the state election board. I think that the direction of the Secretary of State. So we had to address that issue or drop boxes would have gone away completely. He added, insisting drop boxes should be monitored to prevent people from dropping votes in them and to ensure people aren't dumping ballots and ballot harvesting and things of that nature. Kemp also said there were problems with people being able to watch the election and monitor it properly last year. The governor also said he believes problems that occurred during the 2020 election created a lot of confusion and a lot of lost confidence with a lot of voters. Doing all of these things, I think, will really help with voter confidence, but also make sure we have secure elections, Kemp said. But it's also making them more accessible. And the other side saying this is voter suppression is just a lie. Kemp also expressed his frustration with the lack of media concern for other states that do not have as many opportunities to vote, such as President Joe Biden's home state of Delaware. He also said there is nothing oppressive in the new law. Kemp also suggested Georgians were distracted and not focused on the task at hand for the Georgia Senate runoff elections which took place in January and sent two Democrats to the U.S. Senate. A lot of people stayed home and the Democrats were highly motivated, Kemp said. I think it's the activists that are pressuring activist board members and other people that force these CEOs to make these calls and they don't even know what's in the bill. He said, adding that a lot of misrepresentation of the law stems from well-known people such as Biden. They do not care about the truth, Kemp said. It is all about a narrative. It is all about an agenda. It's all about, you know, the cancel culture. Questioned on the concern over signature matching, Kemp said. Now obviously, you know, there were some changes in that the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and the Attorney for the Republican Party of Georgia entered into an agreement. But regardless of that, when you have a 351% increase in the number of absentee ballots by mail, the signature match process becomes even more arbitrary, more antiquated, harder to do and creates a lot of problems. And, you know, the reason I supported the photo ID requirement or putting the numbers of your photo ID on the request form and on the outer envelope or on the ballot back is because the local elections officials are telling me that that's going to help them run a better, efficient, more streamlined and secure process, which I think is just good for us going forward. Asked whether he had confidence in the 2020 election, Kemp said. There's still ongoing investigations that are happening. Look. The 2020 election was certified, Kemp said. You know, there's been a lot of things looked at. There's been a lot of court cases. I'll let those stand for themselves, but there's still ongoing investigations that are happening. So I'll let those be spoken to for themselves. I mean, I did a lot of those when I was Secretary of State. It takes a while to get through all of those. You know, we'll see the Secretary of State say there's not any widespread instances of fraud. Even though there's some instances they're investigating, but I wouldn't be able to speak directly to that, he added. To listen to Kemp's full interview on The Truth with Lisa Booth, provided by iHeartRadio and Gingrich 360, click here. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.